This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. A bearish quarterly grain stocks and acreage report stunted the grain markets. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The quarterly grain stocks report had a bearish tilt to it, as most of the numbers came in higher than expected. The acreage report had an even greater bear effect to the grains, as both corn and beans came in differently than what was predicted. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the quarterly grains report.
Well, the grain stocks side of things was actually a little bit bearish across the board. The corn stocks, this is the measure of the pile of corn from leftover from last year as of June 1st, came in at just shy of 5 billion bushels, 4.993. That was 120 million bushels higher than what the average guess was. So we're going to slide to the bear side on that side. On the corn or on the soybean side of things, 970 million bushels. That was 8 million bushels higher than the average guess. So again, we're going to slide a little bit to the bear side here.
On the acreage report, McBride said corn was higher than expected, while beans came in lower.
When you go to the acreage side, we did what we always do, which is we underestimated the corn, we overestimated the beans. So we were looking for an increase of about 300 to 320 million, or 300 to 320,000 acres on corn. And we increased by 1.4 million to 91.475 million acres. On the bean side of things, we were looking for about a 250,000 acre increase, and we decreased by 400,000 to 86.1 million acres.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.